The position of a Gauriya student is not very particular for the duties. They are more concerned with the eye to see the duty. Okay? This fleshy eye cannot have real conception of the duty. The eye is necessary, and the eye is got from, eye we get from the Guru. Ajnanati Nirandasya, Diksha, Dibbam Gyanam Jati Vajjar Purjatam. That is the duty proper not to be experienced by our fleshy senses. Otindriya, the real figure, the real personification of the Lord, not to be got through the eyes or ears or anything, but inner eye, inner ear, and that we get from Guru and the Vaishnava Sadhu. So we are more concerned with Sadhu Sangha, to get real eye and to look to the duty. We cannot see the duty because it is made of higher stuff than we see our eye. We are subject, and that is based on super subjective element. So, that I can see him, that is imagination, that is a false notion. I can't see him. If I approach the duty to see in the external sense, I shall stand there and pray that let him see me. His glance may be casted on me, I will be purified. With this idea we should stand before the deity. I can't see him, but he can see me. He is there, I can see with the fleshy eye as stone or wood or something else, or some mineral substance I can see. So I can't see, he is adhokshaja, but he can see me. Let him cast his glance, his restful glance towards me, and I may be cleansed from the anomaly, from different prejudices of this mundane world, may be purified. With this idea, the God is always on the subjective line, and never in the objective. Still he comes with some objective shape only for the most fallen, very lower Shraddha. And then they think, oh, God is here, I am doing that thing. To give engagement in the lowest strata. But real sight, real seeing of the God, is not there. He is adhokshaja, and we must try to clear the doubts from our eyes, and we must feel that he can see me. And when Dhruva and other devotees see him, what is the position? He comes down, captures the heart, the consciousness, and he overflows. The overflowing emotions or sentiments coming out, and the eye can see him there, but not any material body. It comes down from the layer of Paramatma to the layer of Jivatma. And controlling the soul, he comes to control the mind. He can come everywhere. Mind, and then controlling the eyes and ears. And it is so overflowing emotion that when I spread my eye, close my eye, I see he is there. He is really there. And he can make us see. And he can speak, this eye may think that I am hearing his voice. It is possible. that must be affected from higher to lower. My senses cannot approach him. He is Adhokshaja always. He can come down, but I can't go up. Mm. But the sadhu when we soar from this sort of material consideration and gradually through the help of serving attitude, we can go against the current. After crossing the world of exploitation and that of renunciation, and with the help of the visa we can enter into that land, and there we can have, and that is with Sevan Mukhi Jivado. Then my whole body is the inner body that is made of serving nature. That can contract permanently. That can contract with him permanently. That all. That year. In order to to render the service and to make that possible, a permanent grant we find from the Yogamaya there. An independent visa, I can go here and there, all everywhere. We can get that sort of license. Then we can see him. All the visas, he is all independent. All independent. Adhokshaja. Above the plane of our experience, beyond the land of our experience. Buddhi grajya otindriyam. For anyhow with our spiritual reasoning we can contact with him somewhat from here. Otindriyam, not in the realm of sense experience, but higher. Higher, in the higher plane we are to inquire about him. Buddhi grajyam atindriyam, not within the jurisdiction of our senses, transcendental. So we have to try to take up our existence to the transcendental world, to have any connection about him. That is all important. Tirtha yatra parishram, sakal mone bhram, sarva siddhi govinda charan. One who has got that clue, that that sort of suggestion within him, then he will avoid this to thrive by the visiting the material places of him, Tirtha Yatra Parishram. He will try to make much, to engage his own energy in the, to pierce through the different planes in the consciousness to enter permanently in that domain. The whole energy should be utilized to pierce the cloudy atmosphere, and to go up, and there I shall be able to find, by the help of Saraswati. This is only for the beginners. Just as a child has been supplied some dolls, for his play and for also his primary education. But when little grown up, he will be given pen and paper. But in the beginning, some grass, like chalk, and on the earth, you practice ABC. And little grown-up, take pen and the paper and try to practice some sort of writing. More grown-up, utilize it for some purpose. Write this document, write this book or something, what is useful and necessary, not mere practicing. And this way. Achyayamev hare japnuyam sodhaihati notat bhakti sa bhakta prakita sita. At the lowest type of devotee, he will be very eager to see the material connection of the Supreme. But more conscious and the higher connection of the Supreme Lord in Madhyamarika, they will try to inquire there in the plane of knowledge and consciousness. In the plane of consciousness, he will inquire about God and his men, and not in the material, mundane representation. When Parvat Maharaj, as a sannyasi, went to visit Badrinarayan, he was punished by Guru Maharaj. They're giving away the service entrusted by Guru Maharaj. Neglecting that service, he went to satisfy his lower whims connected with some holy idea to go to visit the Tirtha and the deity. I was a beginner, and that gave us a great impression that to be engaged under the direction of Guru Maharaj, that is so hard, that believing that if I go to visit the holy places, that is a punishable crime. Then to remain in service under the direction of a sadhu, how higher position. And to understand that, I have to strain, and strictly I observe that. So much so, that I am fond of Bhagavad Gita, from the beginning. But I remained Kurukshetra for 3 years, but I did not go to visit the place where Krishna is said to deliver Bhagavad Gita there. I did not go. Because I had that impression, that without his opinion, I am with him. I am carrying his order, I am with him. If I go to visit some place according to my whim, I disconnecting me from him, from Vaikuntha, and going wandering in the mundane there. And we follow that.
Yes, yes. Maharaj? Sometimes our Swami Maharaj would distribute prasadam by his own hand. And I've brought some pieces of prasadam here. I was wondering if you might distribute this to the devotees.
হাতে করে প্রসাদ দিতেন, এই জন্য নিয়ে আসেন, এই যে সব দিতে হবে আদার পার্সন আর কামিং তেনাদপি শুনিছে না, তরুরপি সহিষ্ণু না। As you talked yesterday, when working in the town, so many push and abusive language. Mahaprabhu is seeing all these things, Nityananda Prabhu also. Nityananda Prabhu himself was treated like So hingiously, in
where? In Amritam.
The Ajnan pot was thrown on his face, in the face of Nityananda Prabhu. By then, the townsmen of Navadvip, of course, he approached them, take the name of Krishna. That was his offense. And the ardent pot was thrown down on him. The blood oozing news reached to Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu came with furious attitude. The blood oozing from Nityananda, bloodshed of Nityananda. I shall finish him, nothing in our deep. With so much rage he came out with chakram. Nityananda pacified him. Do you forget yourself? You are no longer that Krishna of Dwaraka Chakravarti. Now you have come for some other purpose. You don't forget yourself. Mahaprabhu composed himself. I can't tolerate. Bloodshed of Nityananda. Hare Krishna. And some two rogues, came to beat me. The another gentleman, he stopped him. Oh, you have stopped? Stopped him. Mahaprabhu embarrassed him. You helped Nityananda. Then the other man, heart melted. We two are one and the same, and his grace, he began to cry aloud with Krishna, Krishna. The other gentleman, he was viewed that, and perplexed, and fell on the feet. But you have committed a wrong to Nityananda. If Nityananda accepts you, pardons you, then you will be pardoned. Nityananda Prabhu. The two fruits in the same branch, one is delivered by the other will remain. Please accept him also. Then both of them. Immediate conversion of the both of the roguest of the rogue. Yagai Madhai. Patit Pavanname Sakhi Dui Bhai. From the vision of eternity, they came to magnify the position of Guru Nityananda. They were sacrifices. Jagai Madhai, their example was sacrifice. And that enhanced the dignity and the magnanimity of Guru Nityananda. Just as Buddhas. I think when Mahaprabhu, when Jesus carrying the cross on his shoulder is going to the place where he will be crucified, both sides, crowd of innumerable men and women, and he is going hanging his head. Suddenly, he looked, he cast a glance, and there was Buddhas. He's going hanging head, crowds both sides, with the cross on his shoulder, he's approaching towards the crucifying land. Suddenly, he cast a glance, on the face of Buddha. Buddha saw something in his eye, ran away from there, up mad, threw off the bride to the persons. What I have done in this way, he began to repent. One thought, Buddha. I think what Buddha saw in the eye of Christ, and the Christ also, suddenly, hanging head, he is going, suddenly he saw Buddha's face. And Buddha, in the manner of Jujutsu, he fell down. I think Christ, in the eye of Christ, it was such that Buddha your sacrifice for my name and fame is immensely great. I am indebted to you. I am indebted to you. In the history, I am taking the advantage of your name. You have betrayed me. That is a great sacrifice in you to uplift my name. I am indebted, eternally indebted to you, Buddha. You are going down and raising me up. Eternal fame lost to increase my fame in the world and activity in that way. So you forgive me. Buddha, you forgive me. I am using your life to purchase my fame. It is necessary for the good of the world, and I have taken you. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Kaviraj Goswami says, Patit Pavan name Sakhi Dui Bhai. Mahavadhikari dui jagai madhai, potit pavanname sakhi dui bhai. We must not estimate them to be a very lonely order. They are the evidences which made the name of our Lord so great. So heinous they were, and they were converted in a second. Such power Mahaprabhu had in him. Standing witness to the magnanimity and the mystic strength of Mahaprabhu. They stand witness. So we must bow down to them. Their life, from the consideration of eternal standpoint, great sacrifice. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Adyapiya Brahma Kule Chaitanya Rori, Tare Jani Chaitanya Lila Pushtikari. Even in these days, when we find so many enemies to Sri Chaitanya Dev, we have to look at them as they are enhancing the magnanimity of Sri Chaitanya Dev from the indirect side. Direct and indirect. They are contrast to the generosity of Sri Chaitanya Dev, encouraging us from negative side. And the Sri Chaitanya Dev selected the place of his activity or his lila, such place he selected. Just as the kaal kali, the time and the space, both most unfavorable. Most unfavorable. Kali kaal is unfavorable, into that is time, factor of time, and also the place, the Bengal, the tantric. Tantric means we are masters, the Prakriti, we are Shiva. We are Shiva, and we are master of the world. Bhavani Bhatta. We are lords of all potencies. Only we want to realize that fact, that we are lord of the worldly forces. Shibuham. Shibuham. I am the highest. The field is of that. So Kali, most unfavorable time and unfavorable space, where Mahaprabhu appeared. They have to remind us of the fact. Adhyapiyo Brahma Kule Chaitanya Ori. Ori means enemy. Whom we find even in the Brahmin section in here. Chaitanya Lila Pushtikari. They are tenants. They are also contributors in the Lila of Chaitanya from the negative side. We have to adjust in this way. The Chaitanya Dev came in such atmosphere to preach. Once, what is this? Once, just before freedom came to India, the Muslim section under the leadership of Jinnah began to torture the Hindu section very much. Then both the Bengals under one province and one Mohammedan Surabaddi, he was the chief minister here. And Jinnah, he recommended the Muslims direct action, attack the Hindus. That was his direct action. And in East Bengal, the overwhelming majority of the Mohammedans, especially in Noakhali district, rowdyism went to its extreme. The ladies and the properties were looted, killed. So much so that all madly flying towards East West Bengal, from East Bengal. And they are butchered on the way, so anarchy. All were cowed down. That Gandhi came out. He saw the newspaper, suddenly he came to Calcutta. And he was an apostle of Ahimsa. Went to Calcutta. And then finally Gandhi told that I think my burial place will be in the Noakhali. I am going to sacrifice my life there. Otherwise, like so many cowards, the Hindus are all lying ill from the flesh. I can't tolerate this. I am going there to be killed. And he went. But his personality is world personality. So many reporters from the different parts of the world, and the Prabhupada also, no other alternative but to have special arrangement for his protection, he had to make a special group of police was given to protect him. But anyhow, he went there, dismissed the police protection. In the beginning, remained for some time in the room. The next, you know, he began to walk. I want to be killed. Of course, empty-handed, he went to walk. Sometimes by the boat, he went to take. To go hither and thither in this way. The Muslims, they disturbed him from far off, throwing stools, etc., and other insulting arrangements. But then at that time, the Mountbatten came, and the British already decided to give independence. The Attlee, the head of the Labour Party. Labour Party after Churchill, the Labour Party came in power. And Attlee was the leader. And he was broad-minded enough to give, to order that now India should be given independence. And Lord Mountbatten, he was selected, he would be his arrange. Before that, Mr. Wavell, the military general, he was in charge of India, but he was not very efficient. But Mountbatten was a very efficient man. He did not talk much, very sober and silent, but very grave and calm, and very decisive man. He controlled Jinnah. Jawaharlal ran to Noakhali to see, to consult Gandhi there, in that position, that dangerous position. Anyhow, by the help of helicopter or something. The Gandhi, I saw, could not tolerate so much cowardice. This the dangerous spot. The most acute. And he was bold enough to face that, very courageous. And when leaving India, the general in charge of the eastern force, Achim Lake, perhaps someone, Achim Lake or so, he told plainly that we are retiring from India only for the boldness of one man, and he is Mr. Gandhi. He infused so much boldness to the whole nation that we have to retire from here. We did not fear any military organization or intimidation of the anarchist. Not for intimidation from the anarchist we are living, but we are living for Gandhi. Though these fellow claim that Netaji Subhash Bose had much contribution, because from the side of Japan he attacked India, but he was repulsed by the British force. So Gandhi was a very brave man. And then in Calcutta, and India is getting independence, then Surabhadi's life was in danger in Calcutta. There also they were writing, Hindu Muslims writing. Many a time in Calcutta, Hindu Muslim writers, see here writing. And at that time, the Hindus, they wanted to take retaliation of the West Bengal, wanted to kill Surabhati, chief minister of that time. And the Gandhi gave him shelter. No. Such cowardly association I can't allow. He took Surabhati in his own house, where he lived, Elaghata. He gave shelter to Surabhati. Infuriated West Bengal people charged Gandhi, "You go away, we shall kill him. Never, you may take out my dead body, but not my living body you can take out from here. You may kill, I won't go to harm you. You may kill me, I am at your disposal. And then you may take my dead body out of this house. As long as I live, I shall protect my friend Surabhadi." That was the place. Yeah. And there is a picture, photo of Gandhi. Raja Gopalachari has already he got charge of West Bengal. He's the governor here. Our already transferred. Hindu Muslim rights is going on. Very acute. In Chitpur and Harrison Road. They had that junction. And Gandhi came there. And with folded palms, he's praying to the mob, "Don't." And his eyes, like bullets coming out from the body. Red and very open and excited eyes, blue eyes, and folded hands this way. "Don't do it this way." He's appealing to the mob engaged in such riot. What was that man? But from the standard of Gaudiya Math, I do not care for him. This is misused. This sort of moral powers has been misused only for material aim, object. And rather drawing a screen to the spiritual one. When he was in Puri, he won't enter the temple because the untouchables are not allowed to enter there. He is espousing the cause of the untouchable section. But her wife, without his notice, he went to have a darshan of Jagannath. And when it came to his notice, he was very much enraged with his wife. "Why have you got too much?" Jagannath is not master of his wife, and his wife is 100% under is his property, he thinks, and Jagannath is none. That thing. He was invited once, beforehand, to see Gaudiya Math. He told, "Is there any chatka? The swing machine?" "No, no, there is ditti. Radha Govinda Mahaprabhu." "No, chatka is my god," he told. "Charka is his god." He has got that sort of idea. that narrow idea. At the same time, that Tilak, before him, he was also a patriot, a notable, renowned patriot, Maharashtra, Tilak, Brahmin. He told, I can sacrifice truth to country. Gandhi told, I can sacrifice country to truth. But this is his conception of truth. Gauri Amar Hesse, the conception of his truth. His truth, only limited to the limited standard of conception of Ahimsa. But Gita has rejected that. Arjuna also wanted a sort of
compromise.
Non-martial attitude. I shall rather live on begging than to kill my superiors, my teachers, my grandfather, my relatives, only for the greed of kingdom. No, rather I shall beg and live. I won't. But Krishna discouraged it. What do you say? This is sheer cowardice. This is tamogun. This is a pure. Affinity towards material thing. But religion is meant for some higher purpose of life, where no consideration, death and living and dying are very non-important factors there in our eternal realization, in the realization of our eternal good life. To sacrifice the body. Body has no negative existence. It is not so important. The dharma, the duty, is connected with higher purpose of life. It has got a relation in the eternal benefit of our life. What you say, that is only this temporary and the mundane life, good or bad. You are laboring there. So give up this neuter temperament, a mean temperament, in the garb of magnanimity. Mahaprabhu came in the most adverse circumstances and adverse position to in time and space, both unfavorable. And there Mahaprabhu had to come and to face the environment of challenge. It began to begin his work. Guru Hari Bodh. Nidhai Guru Hari Bodh. Nidhai Guru Hari Bodh. নকুল গিয়েছে দুখানা গাড়ি মৌসুর থেকে মৌসুর গাড়ি বউল গৌল হরি বউল গৌল হরি Jai Gaur Hari Gaur. Kali Doshani Ji Rajan Asti Jeku Mahanguna Kitana Deva Krishna Shah Muktamandha Parambaji. So we have got a particular seed which without manure in the barren land also that will produce fruit. Such something like that. Mahaprabhu came to with a seed to sow in the most unfavorable land. But then why the question of offenses, 10 offenses, etc.? But we should consider it with the idea that how lofty is the goal, the destination of this name. We must keep it in our mind. So these devils, this unfavorable space and time, and that is not much, and the offenses not much in consideration with the most lofty destination that has been promised as our prospect. Brahma Durlabhapi.